Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Pellett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Pellett. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Goldsberry moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zarrilla scores. Goldsberry moves to third. Coleman moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry scores. Coleman scores. Courtney goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Del Singh scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Lou Brissy now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball towards center. Dobie settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dobie. Zarrilla moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Brissy covering, for the out. Goldsberry moves to third. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Delsing takes first base on ball four. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goldsberry scores. Delsing moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Pellette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh misplays the ball. That's an error on Marsh. Mitchell scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. Dobie moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Browns. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Dobie scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Browns. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh strikes out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Harris moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris scores. Two outs. It's 8-to-4, Browns. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive towards short. Marsh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Del Singh strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got two RBIs. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glenn for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson bunts towards the mound. Pellette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellette is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zarilla hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Browns. Earl Hurst now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Delsing. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Glenn scores. It's 8-6, Browns. Luke Easter pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Rozek now pitching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dyke takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young takes first base on ball 4. Dyke moves to second. Early Wynn now pitching. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyke scores. Young moves to second. It's 9-6, Browns. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zarilla strikes out. There goes Young. The throw from Hegan and Young is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Goldsberry. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 9, Browns, 9. Bobby Hoag now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 4 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Delsing strikes out. 1 out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 4 for 5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Bobby Hoog. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. There goes Marsh. The throw from Hegan to second, and Marsh is out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 9. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Madison now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 5 in the game. Boone bunts towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simpson moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The slide. Courtney applies the tag. Simpson is out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goldsberry for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.